Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Ana.Prime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of 9 seconds, meaning you can close more deals without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. One more time, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Brett Roos. Brett is a financial coach that shows fluctuating income earners how to live a financially stress-free life. So, Brett, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks, Anna.
So happy you're here. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm basically in two different industries simultaneously. So I'll talk for a second just about how it's reshaping both those industries. On the finance side of the industry, I have seen AI making changes for people when it comes to like investing, for example. Now they have robo advisors now, AI advisors. So like, that's just an example right there where somebody normally could go through and would have to hire like a professional financial advisor in order to, you know, get professional advice from them. Now they have these like AI advisors that you can pay a whole lot less that will give you similar similar ideas and strategies based on what your risk tolerance level is. It'll help you find out what your risk tolerance is. So that's just one part of the finance industry that it's changing. It's also changing just investing in general, because you can use AI. You probably see it a lot, especially with people who do like a lot of day trading. Mm-hmm. They're using AI to check charts and keep on top of things really fast. From the coaching perspective, it's making a lot of different changes. One, a lot of coaching and financial coaching deals with a lot of numbers, and sometimes creating spreadsheets and doing all that stuff and calculations and everything can be really overwhelming. So AI has made that incredibly easier and quicker, because you can just put something in there and it pops it up. And then from the coaching world, honestly, it can help bring different perspectives to the coach that are problems that our clients are dealing with that maybe we didn't know that they're dealing with. You know, just going through and asking different AI programs, you know, hey, these are the type of clients that I work with right now. What are some of the issues that they're dealing with that you're seeing online? And it'll give you ideas of topics. And then that kind of brings that awareness to you, like, oh, okay, well, this is something I didn't even know. Now I can actually speak to this group that is struggling with this issue and let them know that there's somebody here that can actually help them.
I think it's pretty interesting how you're using AI to brainstorm on several things that maybe you didn't think about, to have a different perspective with data that you can find online.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I know nothing about day trading, so I would think that AI would be very helpful to do that. I've heard that also it goes by feeling, but I don't know. Can you tell me more about that?
I honestly tried to learn day trading. And I found out that it was a lot of time for not a lot of gains for me in particular. In fact, I felt like I was actually losing more of the time than I was winning. So I can't say that I was good at it. I started taking the boring route, which I found to be successful at that. Just strictly just same investments, same exchange traded funds that, you know, had a long track record of growth, just investing in those regularly and keeping it going, you know, through ups and downs. That was what I found to be the best strategy for me. But I know that with people, I see it all the time, especially on like Reddit, and I hear from friends who do day trading and stuff, that they actually use AI and it helps them a lot in their decision-making.
Oh, wow. Any kind of insight of how they use AI in their decision-making for that?
You know, I wouldn't say that I know the details of that. but I have seen numerous times them talking about it. Because you can have AI basically like read charts, is my understanding. Mm-hmm. You can have it read charts and see like, okay, this is where like maybe you should buy at, this is where you should sell at. And it, you can actually set it up, I believe, to just be automatic, to actually just do these purchases and sells at certain points, like over and over again. But once again, you know, I haven't really looked into it a whole lot. I'm just seeing the rumor mill go around and what people are saying.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would think that you mentioned that you just started doing it the boring way.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just sometimes my brain mismatches words. So the boring way of doing it over and over, the same thing over and over. And that comes down to doing repetitive tasks, which AI can do mm-hmm. very well. So I would think that that's how one way to use it. What would be a practical application that you use AI in your business?
Well, I definitely use AI when it comes to content creation for my coaching business. So one, like I told you, getting ideas of things that possible clients and people in my target market are dealing with. Because sometimes I don't know exactly what it is, the issues they're dealing with. And sometimes for me, it's been a while since I've actually remember that feeling and remember like talking about these problems I was going through. Sometimes I kind of forget. And then I'm reminded when I go into like, just say ChatGPT, for example, and I'll go in there and I'll say, hey, I'm looking to figure out, let's just say car salespeople. What are the financial struggles that people who work in car sales are going through today? Mm-hmm. And it'll give me ideas on that. And then I can be like, okay, now I kind of know how to talk to that market. Also in the coaching business, it helps me with like creating, like I can say that when I talk, I'm very ADD. And so sometimes I can be like all over the place. And when I type, mm-hmm. it's very much mm-hmm. the same. So it can really organize my thoughts a lot, that I can be like, okay, here's all the main bullet points that I have. How can you structure this in a way that it actually makes sense to somebody? And it also isn't always just like West Coast surfer language like I've adopted since I was a kid, you know? So it's like a little more understandable by most of the people.
That's good. I use it in a very similar way. I ramble a lot. So sometimes I'm like, all right, help me organize my thoughts.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's help me not say the same thing 12 times in the same paragraph.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So Brett, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I work with small business owners, entrepreneurs, and other fluctuating income earners. This could be people who work in sales. This could be people who have side gigs, and this could be people who are wanting to start a business. So that's a side hustle right now, but they want to make it a full-time business. And yeah, the best way to connect up with me is just through my website. It's rapidwisefinancialcoaching.com. There you can connect up with me via social media, via email. You can shoot me a message there. You can see what it is that I work with people, how I work with them, and the programs that I offer as well.
Fantastic. We are going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Brett Roos, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting rapidwisefinancialcoaching.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you in a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.